Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Hey, we are here with you today. We've got a great show. I hope all of you out there have either the instant feedback way to ask us questions or to get an on-air reading, or you have our toll-free number, because we have got a great show for you today. I'm going to be introducing you to somebody that is absolutely phenomenal. Today's topic, kicking it off at this hour, communicating with spirit, psychic medium and animal communicator, Elizabeth England. But before we do, I need to say hi's to my Mr. Benny.
What up?
Hi, Mr. B.
I'm doing all right. How are you?
So, Benny, were you able to, did you get involved with the return, Amanda Knox coming
Not
home?
Not personally. Our sister station, Movin' 92.5, did.
Right,
they actually
right.
sent some of their peeps down, and they did
right.
some video and editing and audio editing down there, which mm-hmm. was really intense. I mean, it
yes.
was a pretty big event for Seattle, and especially SeaTac, which is our airport here.
Right. For those of you that don't know, we broadcast this show from Seattle all across the country to WBLQ. So KKNW AM 1150 and then popping across the country to WBLQ 1230 AM. So, you know, these hours are picked up, almost opposite, just completely horizontally, two different, deals. But Amanda Knox was covered heavily. And, you know, did people ask you what you thought, Benny?
I actually, before she arrived earlier, mid-evening, I guess, earlier in the morning while producing all of the shows
yeah,
here locally
yeah.
at KKNW, I got about three calls from neighboring stations,
yeah.
the locally in the area, and also outsourced.
Yeah.
So they, I mean, obviously, they were just trying to get as much information as can. Oh, what's your take on this?
How
and
do
your
you
feelings
think that?
I'm like, I'm doing exactly what you're all doing.
Right.
I'll call you back.
Yeah.
I just didn't have time for it either.
Well, I got to ask a bunch of questions, too.
Oh,
you
really?
Know, people want you to make a statement
yep.
about it
mm-hmm.
and so forth and
mm-hmm.
so on. And I actually did make a statement. Do you want to know what I said?
Sure.
I said I can only imagine at a very remote level what it would be like to be in a foreign country, even though I'm Italian. All right. I must say it now. In a foreign country. Accused of a crime, and then actually found guilty, and looking at the rest of your life as being in a place where you're actually not able to get out. I mean, your entire life, any mm-hmm. dreams you might have had.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can only imagine if you're sitting in that cell and you truly are innocent, what that must feel like. I said, I can also imagine what it would feel like to actually have a decision like that overturned. And so they said, well, what do you think about it? I said, I don't know that I think anything about it. I said, what I feel is absolute compassion for everyone involved. You know, the victim, Amanda Knox, all of the people involved, because it has been certainly what I would like to say is a soul journey and sacred contracts between all of them. And will we ever really know what happened? Well, honestly, in the scheme of things, in the way we believe in the court system, then, you know, we look at things and we say, okay, it's gone through its due diligence.
Yep.
And so compassion is what I feel mm-hmm. for all people mm-hmm. involved, right?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a good thing. And we welcome Amanda back to the local area where she's from. And,
exactly.
And she'll probably resume attending at the University of Washington, which is a fantastic school. And I'm sure their law department is just kind of eating this stuff up. But, you know, it's good to have her home. And you really kind of look at the court systems from, in Italy versus here too. So that was obviously a big issue at hand. So we just want to welcome her back, and she's back on her home turf.
Yeah. So, you know, just a lot to think about. Mm-hmm. Certainly if you're a student and you're traveling, you know, there maybe she'll go out in the world now and help other students that travel or who knows. But compassion is a really interesting place to come from. My very special guest today knows a lot about compassion. I want to introduce you all to Elizabeth Anglin. She is a psychic medium, and she's here to serve us. Whatever our purpose is, whatever we want to do, communicating with a beloved animal, friend, or family, and we are going to take your calls today. And so she is amazing, and you'll see her in action today. Access your Akashic records, connect with your personal spirit guides. I actually wonder what she has to say about Amanda Knox right now. But whether it's talking about your love life or your finances, this is something that Elizabeth does absolutely amazingly well. You're going to hear her story about her intuitive abilities and how she is helping and working with people across the globe. A regular on the Dr. Pat Show, so you can experience a lot with her today as well as in the future. So I want to introduce all of you to my very special guest, Elizabeth Anglin. Elizabeth, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So what do you think about the Benny and I chatting about the whole, you know, Amanda Knox thing?
You know, I haven't paid a lot of attention to it because as a psychic and just paying the brief attention to it that I did, when people would say in the first trial that, you know, she's this, she's that, she's the other awful, evil, heinous thing, I kind of looked at her and I went, I'm not getting that.
Ah.
And so I went, but maybe I just, you know, am not, maybe it's just not for me to look at or not see, but it was like, I don't get that. So I never really read it. I seemed, when I saw it on the news, she was coming home, I was like, that's good.
That's good.
That seems resolved. That seems good. So I'm happy that she has been released because it just feels good. It feels right. I have had friends who've been murdered, and I've been told from spirit that, you know, I don't know that Amanda Knox did anything or didn't. I feel it's right that she's returned. But sometimes the justice, you just don't, no matter what it is, you don't get justice in this world. You get justice on the other side. And that justice may not look like what we expect it to look like, but, oh, boy, it will be there. And it will be there for the people who, you know, when you cross over and you have your life review and certain other things happen, you'll get your justice. So I've had to let go sometimes of this idea that we should all, you know, that sometimes people go free. Sometimes they get 5 years.
Yeah.
But they're still going to get their justice. It's all going to work out. And that might be controversial, but that's been what I've experienced, that it's going to work out. And so I'm happy that she's back. It feels right. It feels good. And I don't have a lot more. I haven't looked at it too in depth. It's not, I just kind of went, huh?
Yeah.
You know, when I first thought, huh, really?
Yeah. I actually had the same experience when she was first found guilty. I had the reverse experience. I felt, oh, wow, that doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? You know, without judging
it,
it didn't feel right.
And what they were saying about her just didn't feel right.
Right.
What they were saying about her friends or just the group. And, you know, I've been in worked in academics, worked with students, worked with kids for a long time, helping them find their way or, you know, do what they want to do academically or, you know, decide what they want to do. And I kind of looked at those kids and I went, they just look normal. Or if not completely normal.
Mm.
Normal enough.
Uh-huh.
And so I had the same feeling, which was really? Really? So I'm happy that she's doing it. I'm happy for her. It seems right.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, let's talk about that from in terms of your gift. You know, I talk to you, I introduce you as psychic medium animal communicator, and our listeners are going to get to call in and have readings today on the show. But how would you describe your ability, and what have you learned from having this gift?
Oh, wow. Well, I don't want to go too far into it, but I'm I'm a natural, a psychic medium. It runs in my family. So growing up was really challenging and interesting and really challenging. And in my early 20s, it actually, you know, around the age of 19, it just became more and more challenging, and I had to go and seek help. Not that I was schizophrenic or schizoaffective or anything, but I was having so many paranormal experiences that, and I was still highly functioning, working, going to school full time, doing everything. But, you know, the moment that my brain would get into that alternate, relaxed state, there would be things happening, beings coming through, spirits coming through, animals talking to me in my head. And I was like, you know, this seems real busy in here.
That's funny.
I think I need to go talk to somebody about all the business that's happening in my off hours, because, you know, I was the kind of student who never really rested. I did cross country. I did a play. I did, you know, I had honors courses in high school, and then I took the 17, 18, 19, 21 credits in college, and I worked. And so it was really hard for my brain to have, or any of the spirit realm to have any of the off hours. But man, when the off hours came, you know, especially in my 20s, it was like, hi, here we are. Really? You know, do you have to be? Kind of, sort of, yeah. So I ran away from it for a long time. And even after I got help for it, I still was like, you know, I want to be normal. I want to work in science. I want to find out what the truth of the world is. I want to, you know, I'm a conservative person from the Midwest. And I kept trying to push myself into, you know, the higher, the levels of management and, you know, the kind of level where you end up running a department at
right.
a major university.
Right.
And then what happened was I actually just said no, like a mule, to my spirit guides, my grandmother, my aunt, my uncle in spirit. I kind of, you know, not no to their face, but it was a passive aggressive no, where I was, you know, basically told to do this work, and I passive aggressively said, yeah, that's interesting, and went on about my business, and then was thrown off my horse and broke my back. So I had to lay in bed for 6 months and not do anything.
Yeah, except listen to those voices, right?
And see how many people are waiting,
yeah.
and see how many animals are waiting, and,
yeah.
and I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Guess what? Here's Elizabeth. Here's what you learned: you can run, sister, but you can't hide. When we come back, we're going to give out that toll free number so you can connect with Elizabeth directly on the show. Great show for you all today. What do you think the messages are for you all? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life-clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Feeling under the weather? Don't forget some simple home remedies. Garlic, ginger, horseradish, and hot chilies. Consume large amounts of garlic for its immune-boosting antibacterial properties. Eating chilies in soups is sure to get your nose running and sinuses flushed. Or wasabi horseradish on nori or sushi rolls will race through the sinuses and help clear you out. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
The way that I love you, babe.
Wow, I didn't know you could serenade to me like that.
I could do that. Was that cool?
That's pretty sweet.
I can't hit the high notes, though.
No, I can't either.
So. I would be like that. That's screaming. But she's like, so. I love that song. She still got it. Yeah, she got it. Mm. It's my Benny. That's my song for my Benny. Can you feel me, Benny? Can you? All right, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, we're burning time here.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Guess who's in the house? Psychic medium and animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin. We are taking your calls as well as your instant feedback messages for a reading. Elizabeth is going to tell us what we need. Then I'm going to give you that toll-free number. Let me give you the number now. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Benny will be taking your calls. We'll be putting you in the queue and getting you ready for your reading. If you want to send us an instant feedback message, you can go to drpatlive.com or the Dr. Pat Show. And on the right-hand side, it says ask your question. Or you could go to Transformation Talk Radio, and it says the same thing. Ask your question. Elizabeth, tell folks what they're getting ready to have happen here.
Well, what I do, well, it depends on what you call in for. I've got a lot of people on my psychic line here. I'm just kind of trying to modulate that. But what I do is we can take a quick look at an animal, because everybody has a soul, spirit, or consciousness. And so what I do is I work with higher consciousness and consciousness. And so if you have a question about, you know, your physical body, well, that has consciousness and gives information.
Yep.
Animals talk and their bodies give information. People in spirit, beings in spirit give information.
Right.
And your spirit guides and angels. And it's all on the same sort of wavelength.
Yep.
However, there's more or less energy, whether or not somebody is in a body or an animal is in a body,
right,
or whether they're in spirit. So, you know, what I just kind of do,
right,
hey, who wants to show up and who's got something to say and what do you most want to know?
Everybody's showing up. All the lines are ringing. Please, everybody that's ringing in, give us a minute. We're going to take your calls one at a time. If you get sent to the voice message machine, means nothing. Keep calling in. All that means is all the lines are ringing at one time, y'all. So just keep dialing the 1-800 number. Benny is picking them up right now. 1-800-930-2819. And see what they did. They're starting to ring back. 1-800-930-2819. Toll free on the show. Benny is getting those info. Benny's connecting you with you as quickly as he can. But keep dialing in. 1-800-930-2819. We'll get to you. If Benny picks up and puts you on hold, do not hang up. That simply means that we're just going to be getting to you in a minute or so. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a shout. Now, you know, for a lot of people out there that are looking at, you know, getting some information, for example, you know, some people have horses. Some people have other things going on in their lives. I was very attached while we're getting everybody's call. I was very attached to my collie. I had this collie for 13 years. And he was only supposed to live five because, you know, we didn't understand anything about inbreeding and all of those things, right? But, you know, when you get that connected to an animal, it is for life and then beyond life, isn't it?
It is. It is, and it's also animals humanize us, and they also learn about being human, but there are traits that animals have that make us better people, and so they're our teachers. They're often our healers. They're our friends, but they are, in a sense, that's even greater maybe than your brother, your sister, your mother, your best friend, because we're much more forgiving, and we love our animals much more unconditionally, and they us. They are our true spiritual compatriots, We can have really honest and loving and open relationships with animals that sometimes we're just a little bit too judgmental to do with family members. Or boyfriends or girlfriends. So those relationships are really, really important, and they're really good for us in terms of gaining compassion and learning compassion and receiving unconditional love, not judging ourselves so harshly. And your collie stayed with you so long because you were just so darn fun. Just FYI.
I love that. You know, actually, I was totally fun back then when I had that collie. But, you know, it's funny. He looked just like Lassie. Exactly. And so everybody looked at him like, oh, here's Lassie. But I will tell you, he definitely had a personality of his own. Knew how to get our attention. You know, what he would do to get our attention is, if you're watching television, what he would do, and this was a big collie, so it wasn't like a little short collie. It was like a full, you know what he would do? He would sit down right in your line of sight between where you're sitting, exactly, and the television. Now, we got a bunch of calls. Let me take the instant feedback one first while Mr. Benny is so busy getting all these calls. Heather from Nevada has called in. Heather would like to know, I would like to know about my past life issues that are keeping me from moving forward in my professional life. And what do you see for the future? Thank you. Do you need something more specific?
Yeah, that's like a whole half hour reading. Or an hour. I'm just going to ask real quickly what the most important thing for you to know is.
Okay. Heather, why don't you do this? Just send your instant feedback back to us with a very specific question. In the meantime, Benny, let's go to phones.
All right, let's take Jackie. Okay. She's calling in from Seattle, and she had a question about a horse named Mama.
A horse named Mama.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Hi. Oh, this is so exciting. Mama, actually where I'm living, Mama has been progressively getting worse in her body and with walking particularly. And so that's not exciting. It's exciting talking to you, especially with some work I did on her last night that I want to touch base with you about. But I wanted to see if you could tune in and see what's going on with her.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Mama is a really big spirit. She's a really big-hearted, big-spirited being in that horse body of hers. And you would think that the horse body could just contain all of that, but she's been growing in compassion and growing in just grounding her. It looks like her job has been grounding a lot of spiritual energy and even information and sort of allowing it to be here on earth. It's becoming a little bit too much for her body to handle. And I believe that transitioning for her is not necessarily the wrong thing. Because it's almost as if Mama has said, how much love can I accept? How much energy, spiritual energy can I accept? How much can I pack in here? But it's going beyond the bounds of what physical life is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it is up to you when, you know, you might want to ask her when she feels ready to transition. And you have to understand for her, more than almost any animal I've seen in quite some time, this is truly a spiritual transformation when she transitions. And it's just going to be like it's like she becomes almost a Pegasus, you know, the spiritual being of a Pegasus. It just flies into spirit, because the body without the wings, the body that, you know, is of the earth, just doesn't fit anymore. So it's like the butterfly horse. So you have to ask her when, and be willing to accept when you hear when. I don't get anything bad about this. Like, I don't get her being in a lot of pain, which is great, even though her physical body may be showing that. But she's so light and so soft and so full of energy right now. It's like, yeah, so? You know? Oh, yes, this physical body can't handle. Okay. So, you know, there's things about breathing. There's things about the diaphragm not working. But you're kind of looking... Have you ever seen the medium that the Dalai Lama uses has to have an outfit that's too big for him because his body grows when the spirit comes in? That's what's happening.
No.
Okay. But that's
the type. No, but yeah, what I was going to say is everything is fitting energetically, because I was actually reading the Pet Communication by Debbie McGuire or something like that. And last night I was doing some of the energy work, and she had said that when an animal's been traumatized, that their auric energy field could be damaged. So I was seeing the energy coming in from the planet Ceres and just surrounding her auric energy field with a white light. And I had forgotten that she said in the book, make sure that you clear the energy once you take it. Or not take it, I'm sorry. Once you do a healing, make sure you clear, you know, any energy after doing a healing. So, make a long story short, I saw that last night, and she wasn't able to walk, like, she's been barely walking for the past, I don't know, ongoing off and on for the past month, maybe. And so then I saw her, or my foot was hurting, the foot last night, and I didn't even think about it. I realized, oh, no, I didn't clear it, so I cleared it on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then this morning, to my amazement, I saw her out there walking around, and last night when I was doing energy clearing, that's what I saw, was that horse with wings flying.
Wow.
And then I thought, oh my God, is she going to go? And then it scared me. And then I thought, well, no, just let it be, because whatever is to be, then you're just, you know.
Oh, it's beautiful. Hey, Jackie, you can finish up with Elizabeth during the break if you stay on. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Sue, we're going to get your information. Heather, thank you for the question. And for those of you out there, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pacho, my very special guest, psychic medium, animal communicator, and much more, Elizabeth Anglin. We'll be right back.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master and attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com if you have not signed up for a newsletter so that you can find out about guests like Elizabeth in advance. Please go ahead and do so. We have the phone lines open for you. Mr. Benny will jump on it, 1-800-930-2819, toll free, or go to our instant feedback, ask a question at transformationtalkradio.com or drpatlive.com. We're going to take Sue in a minute here. Benny is going to be jumping up. But before we do, tell everybody about your class, how they can find out more about it.
So the class is the beginning of a series of classes under the title Cultivating a Limitless Heart. And it's an Animal Communication 101 class because I find that teaching intuitive skills and teaching people how to connect consciously to at the source of our oneness of where we are all connected works best with animals because they're very truthful, they're very honest, and they love us. And they are always available and are very interested in being able to share more directly their experience of the world and of us with us. So it's going to take place online and as a teleseminar. It's going to be a go-to meeting class starting October 19th for 4 weeks. You can go to my website and go to training. It's elizabethanglin.com and go to the training page. There's a brief description, and you can either PayPal and I'll know you want to come to the class, or you can email me if you need to wait a little bit before you pay, and then I'll just get you pre-registered and know that you're coming. There's also going to be a class if you're in the Telluride area in Telluride on October 23rd. It's an all-day class. But this is the beginning of a series that's going along with a book that I'm writing on this subject, a practical guide to animal communication. And, we'll just start out with how do you use your mind, your
yes.
body,
mm-hmm.
to see what's going on with animals and to receive messages.
Oh,
and
great.
That's mainly what this is.
Okay, so I want to make sure everybody has it. www.ElizabethAnglin, ANGLIN.com. ElizabethAnglin.com. Go to the website. I'll make sure I announce it again. We are taking your calls now, 1-800-930-2819. So for those of you that were trying to call in, don't give up. We're ready for you now, 1-800-930-2819. Mr. Benny.
All right, Sue from, looks like east of Bellevue is calling in. She had a question about her dog, Chance.
Hi, Sue. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, I have a dog named Chance. And we both have health issues,
And we also are very closely connected. And I'm just concerned about him. And I like to take him for walks, and he likes to come. But I'm thinking he just lays down a lot. I don't think he really wants to walk anymore. And I'm wondering what to do. What can you tell me about Chance?
You know, Chance is, I don't know. The first thing that comes up is teeth and bone issues. And I'm like, is this a Capricorn dog? Or, you know, this is a very...
Yeah, he was born in January.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, this dog is a Capricorn with the bone and the teeth and the issues, because it's about structure that we Capricorns tend to have issues. I've got a little bit of arthritis in between his shoulder blades, and actually it's progressive. It's not as little as it was before, and that may be why he doesn't really feel like walking so much anymore. I would see your vet about a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, and I would keep him walking. Because what it does do, and what Capricorns tend to do in general, is not move enough, and then we get other problems because we get toxified, and we get other inflammatory diseases besides our bone and arthritis inflammation. So I would talk to your vet about the, especially, I'm really getting a lot in the left side thoracic of just, it feels like pretty serious arthritis. But
I think so.
Yeah, I think you do need to keep him moving. And so how you can do that without, causing further harm or aggravating that inflammation is what you want to check in with your vet. It's really important when I do this that, you know, I'm not a vet. There are strict laws about diagnosing or prescribing, so check anything I say with a vet.
So, Sue,
let me just mention something to you. A friend of mine is doing with her dog. I've been sharing a lot, you know, for me, having my moon in Capricorn. So let's just say I have some structural issues myself.
Yeah.
Toprosin has literally saved my life. And so a friend of mine started to use it, you know, it's all natural, and then decided one day to put it on her dog. And apparently it works on animals. I mean, I can't say that it does that. Neither would Toprosin say that. But
yeah.
I'm just telling you that it's, first of all, it's all natural. So even if the dog licks it, no biggie, right?
Right.
But she just started to put it on the dog's hind end, you know, because that's where the dog's got little issues.
Right.
So again, I don't know. Check with your vet on that, but that's just a little thought. You know, Elizabeth, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
It's worth a try.
Yeah, there's homeopathics I like to use. And I also am getting, as she was talking, have you tried chiropractic?
Oh, wow, that's a great one.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Yeah.
See if you can find a doggy chiropractor to do the evaluation, because sometimes with spinal arthritis and shoulder arthritis, they can adjust it just enough so that there's more freedom of movement and less inflammation. And that could be something done with your vet as well. And also there are anti-inflammatories. Tramiel is one that I've used very well with horses and dogs. But I can't say that it works. It's worked for my horse incredible, but
right.
I can't say that across the board it will work. But Tramiel is one if you want to go the natural route. But, you know, again, check everything with your vet and use your best. But, yeah, it's best to keep him moving, even though he is in some pain right now. But, you know, Capricorn dog, this is what happens to us friggin' Capricorn. Excuse me.
We got so much Capricorn energy right now. Mr. Benny is a Capricorn. I think, aren't your boys Capricorn?
Yeah.
His twins are Capricorn.
Yep.
Elizabeth, you a Capricorn?
I'm a Capricorn.
Right. I have 4 planets in Sagittarius and 4 in Capricorn, including my moon. So there's a whole lot of aching going on right now, everybody. All right, Sue, thank you so much. Cool.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. 1-800-930-2819. You can call in for a reading for yourself or your animal friend. 1-800-930-2819. We have a clarifying question from Heather in Nevada. Hi, Heather. Is it hot out there? No, that's not the question. Heather's calling in. She says she wanted to, Heather wanted to know about career and if you see any changes coming up with Heather's career.
You know, Heather, this is what I see. You're feeling insecure, and this is your time to get over your insecurity about who and what you are. And basically, it's a time of ownership of your space on this planet. So your insecurity is trying to push you into saying, guess what, folks, I'm here, and it's okay, and it's all right that I'm here, and I get to embody this space. I get to embody this space at work. I get to embody this space in my relationships, and I get to decide what and how I feel about that and do what I need to do to be happy. So the question about career, there's this kind of primal fear behind it, like, oh, my God, will I be okay? Will I get kicked off the planet? Who's going to tell me it's going to be okay to be here? Guess what? You have to own it. So you have great things coming in your career once you get over this. Can somebody give me permission to be here?
Yeah, I like this. You know what? I think you're speaking for like a gazillion people right now. I don't know if that's a Capricorn thing, but I think a lot of people are going through that questioning, Elizabeth. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the world is changing, and the world is also, but it brings up, it's touching that hot spot of maybe we've never felt like we've had permission to be here. And I don't know if this goes back to original sin or, you know, somebody looked at us funny when we were 2 years old or, you know, mom, dad weren't loving enough or blah, 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 blah. But the fact that you are a spirit in a body on this planet means that you have divine rights to be here. You have divine rights to abundance. You have a divine right to happiness. You have a divine right to exactly the job you want. And you got to take it and own it and be here.
Well, I mean, that's a very important message. So are you saying then, just clarifying for Heather for a minute, is that she might actually have the answer within?
Yes. And I see her learning it and going forward with career, but it might take her some time to start to change her habits and her mind about herself. Stop asking for permission. Start loving yourself. Start saying, I deeply and profoundly love myself. I allow myself to be. And then about 8 months, there's going to be a progression of jobs that get progressively better until she can decide whether or not she wants to be on that career path or perhaps go do something even more spectacular. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
But, yeah, that's what I see.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because, this idea of saying yes to oneself is something that I think a lot of folks are really struggling with. And I love the way that you just are so direct. That's very, very cool. We're going to take a short break. Elizabeth Englund in the house. When we come back, we're going to give you lots of information. Sam, we're going to get to your question right up. Heather, if you want to give us a little comment or feedback, you already know how to do that. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, everybody, we'll be right back.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter King has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity, prolonged stress, or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system. Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, one of the things that we're going to be doing, everybody, Mr. Benny doesn't even know this, so we're just going to break it to him gently. Break it to me gently. Okay, never mind. But anyway, what we're going to be starting to do is each week we're going to have like a music theme. So we're going to have maybe one week it'll be 1963, or another week it'll be like Maroon 5, or another week it'll be whatever. And you guys are going to get to tell us what you want to hear. Now, that does include, for those of you out there that have emailed me, yes, it will include country. And yes, it will include rock. Because I mentioned this a couple days ago, and everybody started to email me, are you going to include rock? Are you going? Yeah, because music is music. And so there you have it. Elizabeth Englund joining me here today, my very special guest. Elizabeth, before we go to the phones and also before we go back to instant feedback, Sam, we'll be right with you. Would you just tell everybody about the class again and your website?
So the class is an online series. It's Animal Communication 101, and it teaches you how to recognize and use your body and your emotions and your physical body and your mind to receive messages from animals and to report them. It is starting October 19th, and that will be at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, and if you're on the East Coast and you want to stay up late, whatever the heck that is. And it goes for 4 weeks, and it'll be on a GoToMeeting teleseminar format. And it'll be a beginning of a whole series that will help you just increase your ability to do this and to have the kinds of awarenesses that cultivate an unlimited heart, that open up your heart to being aware of all reality and other beings.
I love it. Give out your website now.
It's ElizabethEnglund.com, and you can find the class listed under training.
All right.
And, yeah.
All right. Benny, let's go to the phones. I think Sam's waiting. Hey, Sam.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, and I was calling about my dog, Thunder.
Okay. So did I say Sam like I have like an East Coast accent, or did I say it okay?
You said it great.
Okay. Sam, let me introduce you to Elizabeth. Go for it.
Okay. Hey, hi.
Hi. So we have Thunder. Okay. Okay, what did you want to ask? I've got Thunder on the line. What did you want to ask?
Sure. What I want to ask is if you can, why is he having so many challenges after he goes out when we take him off of the property? For instance, I'll give you an example. We take him for a hike. Mm-hmm. Even on the way there, he has so much anxiety built up for the drive there. Mm-hmm. He's just his nerves. He's just this mountain dog, and he's an awesome mountain dog, I'll say, because he just likes to roam. But then the next day, he's just so sore.
And
I don't know if it's from the actual physical exercise or the exertion that he's putting out in his nerves.
Yeah. You know, what I'm getting is a protein buildup in his body, and I'm also getting like a urinary tract. I'm not feeling kidneys, but I'm feeling that sort of the body not being able to detoxify itself. And then I get the urge to pee, excuse me for being so direct, when I'm connected to him about this question that you're talking about, which is like, I just can't, you know, I just can't hold it in. So what I would do is, if you haven't done it lately, get him a kidney check, and with a vet. There is a lot of anxiety, but part of it maybe is, why doesn't my body feel right? Because it just feels like the intercostal muscles around the belly are very, very tight. And this is often the kind of feeling I get when a horse is tying up, when there's just too much protein in the body system. Something is not pulling that unnecessary protein, that byproduct protein, out of the system. And the muscles around the ribs are just tightening up like crazy. So it's hard to breathe, which leads to this feeling of anxiety. And it's like, you know, what's happening? I feel tight. It's hard to breathe. So my first thought, given these symptoms, is go get the kidney check or look up, Google online, what kind of diseases might cause extra protein and lack of detoxification in the muscle. The anxiety is a side effect of what looks like a physical inability to detox for this dog, for Thunder. Okay?
Okay.
Wow. Good dog.
You got that, Sam? You got that?
Yes. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks.
Elizabeth, a question came in, instant feedback from Deb. Deb from Snoqualmie.
Okay.
Deb says, hi, Deb. Hey, Deb, thanks for sending your question. And by the way, and thanks for listening. Deb says, can you tell me if you see a move for me? Is it a big move or local? Thank you for this show.
Oh, you're welcome. Do I see a move for you? Well, I see two options. The one that is more apparent, I don't know what you mean by big move, but I still see you in your general area, but going to the northeast and potentially further out of town into a more beautiful area. There is a potential to go southeast. Of course, you can't go live in the ocean. So, of course, this is obvious. But it's less. There's less energy for the southeast than there is for the northeast. Northeast seems like it's toward the mountain, toward the wilderness. Seems good. A little bit scary because it's outside. It may be outside of your comfort zone in terms of like how many people are around. But you might need to reconnect to the earth. So consider it. Move to the northeast.
Deb, she actually lives in, Benny, Snoqualmie is like really beautiful, right? It is like eastern, it is east, yes, is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's like 10 minutes from here.
Or 10 minutes
from
Bellevue,
here. Washington.
But, you know, even further east is really, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's on the west side of the mountain range, but it's closer to the mountain.
I know what you're talking about because I moved to Bothell to kind of get away from the city of Seattle, but then... you know, I, had a visit, you know, a place called, here, called Granite Falls. Wow. It is so amazing. I mean, you know, there's something about the beauty of this land, this thing we call Earth, that just shocks me still.
Yeah.
Thank you for today's show. I wanted to ask you, Elizabeth, what is your personal message? And please let people know about the class. And thank you for a phenomenal show.
Oh, you're welcome. So my personal message is, hey, all of you guys who are worried about stuff, worried about being in the world, when you wake up in the morning, if you can just say to yourself 30 times or 50 times or 100 times, I deeply and profoundly love myself and I allow myself to be. And your spirit will come into your body, and you will stop giving yourself all sorts of crap and allowing everybody else in the universe to do so. And I hope you'll be happier and be able to get on with your work in the world and your spiritual work in the world and make this place really awesome to be in. And my spiritual work is teaching animal communication and opening the heart and intuitive skills. So the class is Animal Communication 101. It is starting October 19th for 4 weeks, 2 hours a night, 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can go on my website, elizabethanglin.com, to training and check it out. Send me an email or just pay for it, and I'll know you're coming, but we'll get you pre-registered either way. And
I love y'all. Thank you.
Oh, it's great. What a great show. Good job, Mr. Benny. You've certainly been working it.
Oh, not just for me. To Elizabeth, too, for stopping by.
She had a fabulous show.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Thanks for dropping in, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
It's great spending the time with you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get the body moving. Marnie Darmody joining me here today. Why it's time for all of us to get it in shape. Got to shake it, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.